2024 just keeps on getting worse and worse for those who serve Hollywood. It's obvious that this is the year of the truth. Everyone who operates in darkness will be brought to the light. If you're up to no good behind the scenes, you better hide as you might be next. A couple of days ago, it was the CEO of Abercrombie who was arrested and exposed. Today, it's the drill rapper Lil Durk who was arrested for putting a hit on his rival Quando Rondo. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about Lil Durk getting arrested for putting a hit on his rival Quando Rondo. But before you begin, I just wanted to let my patrons know that a new Patreon exclusive video drops later today. This Patreon exclusive is about the monster Woody Allen and his crimes against his own daughters. If you're a Patreon member or a Truth General member, you can expect that video later today. If you're a Truth General member, make sure you head over to my channel's community wall to be able to see the link to the video. Now, if you're not a Patreon member, you should consider joining. For $3 a month, not only will you be further supporting this channel, but you would also instantly gain access to over 30 videos that are not allowed here on YouTube. If you want to become a member, you can find the link to my Patreon in the description or in the comment section. I want to thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. For the last 3 years, I have repeatedly said that drill music was the worst thing to happen to this generation. So many kids have lost it all due to what this genre promotes. A couple of years back, when the drill music scene took over, we saw the rise of violent crimes in every city where drill music was becoming popular. In New York City alone, so many kids lost their lives from beef that was played out on drill songs. The genre shouldn't be called drill music, but death music. Wherever it goes, it leaves a pile of bodies and grieving mothers. The worst part about all of this was the record labels were getting richer while the youth were destroying each other for them. The labels profited off every single death. While the mothers were burying their children, the record labels were filling up their pockets. Every time a drill rapper passed away, the record labels made millions, not only from music streams, but from life insurance policies they would open up on the artists. Drill music destroyed a whole generation. The rappers that didn't end up in a box under dirt ended up in a prison cell. One of the few drill rappers who managed to escape this outcome for a long time was no other than Lil Durk, one of the original drill rappers from Chicago. Right now, Lil Durk is possibly the most successful drill rapper ever. Being a part of the genre since its inception and becoming one of the first big drill rappers from the scene. Throughout the years, Lil Durk's career has only gotten bigger and bigger to the point where it appears he transcended from drill music to mainstream. Unlike many of his peers, Durk has managed to survive all these years, avoiding prison and death. But the same can be said for his close friends and family members, as over the years, the rapper has lost so many people close to him due to street violence. Not that long ago, Durk lost his brother, who was ambushed in Chicago. When he was coming up, he lost several friends who were a part of his crew. Durk used all this death as the theme to his music, often talking about the dead in his music, dissing those his crew were responsible for getting rid of. His entire music career was built off of this. His people would take someone out, and Durk would rap about it. The one death that changed everything, though, was the death of his own artist, King Von, who was a massive success. Now, the passing of King Von seems to have become the fall of Lil Durk, as we're now seeing that just a few days ago, Lil Durk got arrested by the feds for allegedly putting a hit on his rival Quando Rondo. For those who don't know, Quando Rondo is a rapper signed to NBA Youngboy. Back in 2020, Quando Rondo was involved in an altercation that led to King Von passing away. King Von had issues with Quando and found him at a club in Atlanta. While Quando was outside hanging out in front of the club, King Von blindsided him and began attacking him. This is when Quando's friend Lil Tim saw this, jumped out the car, and discharged his weapon towards King Von, taking him out. This sparked a beef between Durk and Quando Rondo, which also included NBA Youngboy. A beef that Durk made several songs about, capitalizing off the death of King Von and his plans to retaliate. After Von passed away, angry fans harassed Durk for years, claiming that he didn't avenge his artist's death. The hashtag Slide for Von became a common phrase under Durk's social media posts. Sadly, it seems that fans had finally gotten to Dirk, as allegedly, he tried doing just that. On October 25th, Little Dirk was arrested by the feds for putting a hit on Quando Rondo. The feds had indicted several other men connected to this hit the day before, but hadn't arrested Dirk. That was until the feds realized that Dirk had booked three separate flights that were heading out of the country. They came under the suspicion that Dirk was trying to make a run for it, so they arrested Dirk an hour before his private flight was set to leave to Italy. The feds took Dirk into custody, where he's being held without bail. He was charged with conspiracy to use interstate facilities to commit murder for hire, resulting in death. The feds claim they know all of this because they have a witness who confirmed it all. Now, according to the feds, Dirk put this hit out on Quan back in 2022, promising whoever managed to eliminate Quando Rondo, he would give them a record deal with his OTF label. The feds released in the indictment that the hitmen were offered rewards including lucrative music opportunities if they contributed to Quando being taken out. A credit card linked with Little Dirk and OTF was used to purchase airplane tickets for the co-conspirators to fly from Chicago to California, where they believe Quando was located. So the feds are claiming that Dirk put out this hit, which led to a group of five of his affiliates coming up with a plan to get rid of Quando. Eventually, they got the drop that Quando was in West Hollywood, California. The men quickly booked flights using Dirk's credit cards, leaving Chicago and landing in California. They quickly began searching for Quando, and when they found him, they began stalking him and following him for several hours. Eventually, they chose to strike when Quando's vehicle stopped at a gas station. Dirk's guys began unloading into the SUV Quando was in. Fortunately for Quando, he survived the incident, but unfortunately for his passenger, they wouldn't. A close family member of Quando passed away due to this hit, as he was struck instead of Quando. Videos of Quando crying over the passing of his cousin quickly went viral, and since that very moment, people felt that Dirk was the man responsible for this. Everyone online was finally saying that he finally slid for Vaughn, just like the internet trolls who were antagonizing him begged him to do. Little Dirk let the internet influence him to crash out, and he crashed out in the worst way. Now, the feds are looking to give him life for putting the hit out on Quando. This entire situation happened after one of his crew members snitched on Dirk and even wore a wire. It's being reported by some blog sites that he was wearing a wire for years, where he managed to capture conversations of Dirk allegedly talking about the payment for the hit on Quando. So after years of Dirk rapping about his guys never snitching, it turns out that one of his guys did just that. The most important thing I got out of all of this was Dirk offering a record deal to whoever took out Quando. This has to be the clearest example of sacrifices in the music industry. Here we have Little Dirk promising a lucrative record deal for the price of a body. This is Dirk requiring a blood sacrifice in order to join his record label. There is no other way to put it. He didn't even care if the person was a good artist or not. Whoever caught the body would get signed. This is similar to what just happened in the Yung Dolph situation. One of the men who were hired to take out Yung Dolph by Big Juke was promised a lucrative record deal with CMG for the body. If this doesn't prove how evil the music industry is, what does? Here we have rappers getting caught requiring a blood sacrifice for a deal. After all the years and all the bodies that have been piling up around Dirk, he's finally facing the consequences of his ways. For the first time ever, it's not someone around him, he's taking the fall. All of this is happening because of Little Dirk. No one else is responsible. He decided to promote death and evil through his music to enrich himself. He didn't care about disrespecting the dead or inciting violence. All he cared about was how much money he was making. After so many of his friends and family members passed away, Dirk never changed. He used everyone around him to make himself more money. I honestly don't think Dirk cared about King Vaughn the way people think. It's obvious, he only saw him as an opportunity to make more money. Believe it or not, Dirk used Vaughn's death to make himself richer. Dirk and Vaughn weren't close friends before the deal. They were simply acquaintances. If Dirk actually cared about Vaughn, he wouldn't have let him continue on the path he was on. Instead, he monetized it and made millions off his persona. Dirk encouraged it because he knew it would sell more records. He used Vaughn to push himself to the top, When Vaughn passed away, Dirk only got bigger and bigger. And in my opinion, I think Vaughn's death only benefited little Dirk. He not only capitalized off his death, but he also cleared his criminal charges because of his death. Remember, little Dirk and King Vaughn were both facing some serious charges. They were facing charges over robbing a man in Atlanta. While Dirk and Vaughn were initially both charged, after Vaughn passed away, the charges were dropped from Dirk, and only Vaughn was seen as the man responsible. Even though Dirk was caught on camera unloading his weapon at the victim, Vaughn passing away was the best thing that can happen to little Dirk. Some of you might be thinking, then why would he put a hit on Quando then? I believe the only reason Dirk even put the hit on Quando was to protect his reputation. The internet was clowning him for not avenging Vaughn's death after making hundreds of songs about sliding for his fallen brothers. He knew that this narrative wasn't helping his cause at all. He also knew that if his people would have successfully gotten rid of Quando, he would have gotten all the credit. This would have made him even more popular than he is now. He would have made so much money by making hundreds of songs talking about it. I do not feel bad for Dirk at all. He created this situation for himself. His love for money had him doing evil that was monetized by the record labels. Dirk is a sellout just like all the rest. He sold out his city and his people for a record deal and was used to promote the very lifestyle that is destroying his own people. The labels know exactly what they're doing with rappers like Dirk, promoting that lifestyle that people who run this country want for those living in urban communities. This lifestyle Dirk promoted made him the worst possible role model for kids, but somehow, they still try to paint him as one. Dirk literally got the key to the city from his city, and he was labeled a positive influence. A man who made songs about spinning on the ops and admitting to living a criminal lifestyle, and he's getting labeled a positive influence by those in power in Chicago. Open your eyes. These are the sellouts they put in front of us to promote death and destruction. You think the hip-hop lifestyle is organic? You're wrong. It's been manufactured to do exactly what it's doing, setting people up to have the same exact outcome every time. Now, Dirk is finally experiencing what they do to all their puppets when they're done using them. They throw them in the garbage and replace them with another. Now the very lifestyle that made Dirk rich and famous is gonna be the reason why he spends his life in prison. Was it worth it to gain the whole world if it's at the price of your soul? The fact that Dirk wanted these artists to catch a body so he can give them a record deal is true evil. That should tell you enough how demonic this industry truly is. As fun as they make it look, it's truly just an evil, cold, soulless place. It's time people wake up and stop idolizing these sellouts. Focus on your walk with God and your path to becoming as good as you can be. Trust that God would guide you in the right direction. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.